Sorry.
This past week, while trying to decide what I wanted to bring for communion today, after being asked by Julie, I had an initial feeling of anxiety and worry about what am I going to say, what am I going to do, what happens if I make a mistake. Dad kindly said, just make sure you take the bread before the wine. But I was going for a walk yesterday, listening to some music, and I just felt like God just said, it doesn't matter really what you say, I understand your heart, and that's what matters. And it just reminded me of the time I was about 19, and it was the worst of my mental health had ever been. And I was listening to a message about communion and what Jesus did for us. And it's like I finally realized the depth of what he did and how immeasurable his love is for us, even though we have measureless debts against us. His love is so much greater and so indescribable and unfathomable and infinite that he would send his son to take our place. And it just, in that moment when I finally realized this immeasurable love, it was like a switch changed. And then I changed, and then I had a lot of self feelings, not good ones, about myself, and I finally could love myself as well. And then I found it also easier to love others, because having that glimpse of how God loved me, I could see how he loved everyone. And it says in 1 John 4:9 to 10, this is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. How amazing is that? It's like there's nothing in life that we can do, good or bad. He'll just love us all the same. So when we take communion, we remember the sacrifice and God's immeasurable love and what Jesus endured during that time. So let's take the bread together. Oh, thank you. And Jesus said, he took the bread, gave thanks, and broke it. He gave it to them, saying, this is my body given to you. Do this in remembrance of me. And in the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, saying, this is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you. Doesn't it just make you want to say amen?